Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. With the arrival of new vaccines, COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are down from their peak in early January. But as CDC Director Rochelle Walensky points out, the number of lives lost each day to the virus remains high.
Early data suggests now we're starting to see this decrease, with the seven-day average number of deaths declining 6.7% to slightly more than 3,000 deaths per day from January 28th through February 3rd.
Overall, the pandemic has claimed more than 450,000 lives in under a year in the U.S., but Walensky and other members of the White House's new coronavirus response team are imploring Americans not to let their guards down. Given today's news, public health officials have been saying that, vaccinated or not, everyone still needs to wear their mask and avoid gathering close to each other, especially indoors, where ventilation might be poor. That goes double for anyone considering holding a Super Bowl party this Sunday. The most common way to gauge the severity of the pandemic has been to track a simple metric: how many people test positive for coronavirus each day. Now, new research points out just how many more people are likely spreading the virus. Here's NPR's Nurit Eisenman.
Researchers at Columbia University built a mathematical model that's not out publicly yet, but which they've shared with NPR. It starts by estimating, for each day of the outbreak so far, how many people became infectious. When they compare that to the number who got tested and counted as a confirmed case, they find that currently only one in four cases are being reported. So multiplying by four tells you how many people actually became contagious that day. But people stay contagious for about 3 or 4 days. So to provide the true threat level on a given day, it's key to also include people whose infection started earlier but who are still shedding virus. When the researchers estimated that, they found it's 10 times the number of daily new reported cases. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.
Before dawn today, the Senate narrowly approved a budget resolution that would allow passage of President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. NPR's Amy Held reports the vote paves the way for Democrats to proceed without Republican support.
Vice President Kamala Harris stepped in to cast the tie-breaking vote.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the concurrent resolution as amended is adopted.
The vote fell strictly along party lines. President Biden has said he wants bipartisan support on his first major legislative initiative, but Democrats are forging ahead without it. The budget blueprint directs committees to write up legislation for the COVID relief package. The House passed its own budget measure on Wednesday and will vote on the Senate's version as soon as today. Amy Held, NPR News.
This is NPR. The voting technology company Smartmatic is suing Fox News and three of its show hosts. NPR's David Folkenflik says the company alleges there was a conspiracy to spread false claims that Smartmatic helped to steal the 2020 election from former President Donald Trump.
Two of the former president's legal advisors, Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell, are defendants too, along with Fox and Maria Bartiromo, Lou Dobbs and Jeanine Pirro. Smartmatic barely had a role in the 2020 elections. It provided software systems only in one voting jurisdiction, Los Angeles County. Smartmatic alleges the false claims that it cheated Trump of an election win will cost it close to $700 million in lost revenues over the next 5 years, that its company's value has plummeted, and that some of its executives and employees have faced death threats. Fox News says the case is meritless and appears likely to lean on the fact that those hosts were clearly presenting opinion shows, not reporting. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
The U.S. trade deficit's the largest it's been since the height of the 2008 financial crisis. The Commerce Department reports today pandemic-related disruptions resulted in a trade gap ballooning more than 17.5% to nearly $679 billion last year. Exports fell 15.7%. Imports were down 9.5%, their lowest levels in years. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 86 points at 31,142. The NASDAQ has risen 54 points. It's at 13,832. S&P's up 14 at 3,886. This is NPR News.